Namaskar, I bow. I bow.
Take it, Samayik, take it.
Were you able to do this, Samayik?
That is psychological.
That's it. Psychological disease. That should be. It should come to an end in us. The opinions of ourselves. I'm like this, and this is happening to me, and I'm like this, and I'm like that. Gradually, we need to increase that awareness of separation. That is the biggest effort. And as much as we're able to keep that separation, we'll become the self more and more. So increase your process of separation. Separation that should prevail naturally in order to bring about the state of separation. We'll read on. Where are we at? You have been conversing. What page? I think we may start from page 45, 1.3. The process of conversing to experience separation. Understand the process of separation. Questioner, in the satsang, you emphasize the process of separation. As she says, that is the main thing, is it not? Questioner, when the mind shows something, I should tell the mind, I'm not going to listen to you. The mind then becomes separate when I talk with it. Dada Sri says, yes, it will separate for sure. And the body too will also separate when you call it file number one. So this is another way the Prabhupada says, if you're not able to converse with file number one, then just say it's vyavasthit. And if you're able to maintain equanimity by saying just file, or if you say the Shuddhatma, and if there's no interference from within, then that's not a wrong path. Yeah, that is another path for sure. There is a path where one is not able to converse, and there's one where they do. So when you say this, it'll separate immediately. Let's go. We're going to go to the next page. But this is Dada's. Dealing with everyone and dealing with everything. He says, he talks to his suitcase of the metal suitcase. Look, I tell the bag on the train that I would say, look, I hope you won't stay here when I wake up in the morning. So he even converses with his suitcase. So one is the Atma and the other one is Putkal, it's the non-self. So Dada would talk to the non-self. And it was not for the process of improving that other thing, it is so that he can maintain the separation as the self. So he, in order to experience his own separation, he would use this process of conversation. The Putkal is in its place, but we are separate from that so that we can experience that. So on page 46, the process of talking to the self. Questioner, that is true. You say that we are the knower seer of speech. We continue to see what comes out in the speech. So is there actually such conversation going on within? Is it something like that? Dada Sri says, learn to see like that. Learn to see Chandubhai. Questioner, yes, but learning to see means to converse in this way within, is it not? Dada Sri says, if you converse with him, Chandubhai, you will learn to see more. Your interest will increase and this will create the exactness of remaining separate, and you are indeed separate. Questioner, yes, by conversing in this way, the interaction of separation begins in a real way. Dada Sri says, by making fun of him and joking with him, by seeing the separation happens. I even say, how are you? Are you fine, Ambalan? You are in a great spirit today. So in this way, we remain fresh, no? We remain fresh all day, and he does all the work without any complaints. Questioner, many years ago you had told about talking to the self, which will give rise to a lot of energy, shakti. Energy will increase tremendously. This process of conversing with the non-self is the highest thing. This is the basis of the process of separation in our Akram science. This is what Dada had said. Dada Sri says, if you tell him, the relative self, it's not good for you to drink too much tea, he will say, no, I want to drink. Then go ahead and drink. Converse with him like that and take advantage of the separation. separation. So maintain the, take advantage of the separation. Dada, she says, learn to see. When is it regarded that you have seen? You may see everybody else, but if I don't say anything, then you say, if I see you guys and I don't say anything, you say, oh, is he not interested that I'm here? So if I tell you, how are you? When did you come? So there's a conversation, so there's this interest spark. So even the relative self will give you an interest and converse with you. And here, in whatever body the self used to be engrossed with in that body, now we're trying to separate. So even in speech, he says, no, the speech coming out. So even Dadaji himself would say, but from within he would say, oh, look, your speech came out today. There was a downpour of gnan. So it is actually the process of conversing is maintains the separation. Otherwise, it's inevitable to become one with the file. So this is Dada's the greatest point. He has many points, but we're not going to take them all. What did he say?
You must have read all about that,
he's saying. So actually, Chandubai is hitting the children. You have to say Chandubai. He's reading from the book. So talk to Chandubai. No, I don't know where he's reading from. Just talk to Chandubai. If you see, I've seen 3-4-year-old girls, they speak non-stop. Deepakbhai says he's observed girls, the young girls. It's amazing the energies that they have. They'll talk to their dolls, then they'll talk to their grandma, then they'll talk to their friends. Non-stop, he says. So that is a habit we need to inculcate here, talking to file number one. Non-stop, he's saying. On page 47, at the bottom, I too used to converse with Patel. Page 47. Actually, this is a conversation with the ego. So slowly as we study this, if your leg is hurting, this is how you need to deal with it. If you're hungry, this is how you deal with it. If you like something that's really good, the food is very good tasting, this is how you deal with it. Actually, if somebody else is telling us off, how will we deal with that? Dada has shown us all aspects and situations to deal with this. Actually, and he's done it with such deep analysis, in the finest of slices, he's dissected it. So starting from the very subtle, this very gross level down to the subtlest most level. So actually, this is amazing. Even the finest, he will look at it on a very superficial level and say, look, if you're traveling and if your leg is hurting, then you said, then you can deal with that on a relative level, on a very gross level. But by conversing, automatically the suffering is elevated and alleviated. So now he is saying, even now, the ignorant side of this Ambala, the non-self, if you, the awakened, talk to Chandulal, everything will fall into place. Tell him he can go whichever way he wants to go, but otherwise, what was wrong in staying at home? So first of all, he experiences that the self is separate from Chandubai, and we want to make Chandubai just like the Gnani. So as we do gradually, Chandu will become free of kashais, the inner anger, pride, deceit, and grief. So once actually the self becomes separate, and then Chandu starts to become purified. Even I too used to converse with Patel, page 47. Even now, the ignorance of the self sides with this Ambala. If you, the awakened self, talk to it, Chandubai, everything will fall into place. Tell him, go whichever way you want to go, but otherwise, what was wrong in staying at home? Krishna says, yes, that's right. Dadashri, your plan to attain moksha is vast and lofty. Don't you want to start progress in Gnan, in my presence? Otherwise, one would start talking with file number one upon hearing this. So Dadashri said, don't you want to make progress in my presence? So start off right now, right at this point in time. The conversation doesn't start. You don't want a commentary, you want a conversation. Some people will have commentary. Oh, Deepak went to eat, Deepak went to the bathroom, right? That's a commentary. Yeah, a commentary is like the players are playing and the commentator is commenting. The players don't even know the commentator is talking about them. Conversation means you stay at the same table and then you talk. Do you want this? What do you want to eat? Oh, I don't like this. You take a little bit? Why don't you try some of it? Look, they put brown sugar in it. Even though it's bitter, it tastes good. So it's like you're talking to to somebody on the same table. Is that conversation? The other one's a commentary. Oh, those guys are walking around. They are sitting in the front. They're guiding this. This guy is guiding. The other guy has no idea that he's being talked about. So we need conversation. That's what we need. And conversation means there is a response from file number one. And if you say what Dada says here, he says, I tell him he can do whatever he wants to do. I will tell him, oh, nothing touches you anymore. You have become like God. He'll say, no, I'm not God. You are God. So this is an exact conversation with the neighbor Dada used to talk to Ambalal. So this is his way of dealing with the separation. So when we read this slowly and gradually, we will get an insight as to how, what was prevailing, what was his inner state, and we will come into that state. So Dada is opening up all this for us. So we'll take it from, what is the word? The one, okay, towards halfway on page 48, recalling the scene where he was sitting in the temple waiting, I would tell Ambalal, wow, how you sat down to get married, and then your pagri, the turban, shifted a bit, you had a thought of becoming a widower. I would tell him that too. I can see all that, how the turban had shifted and what the wedding scene under the canopy was. It is visible the moment the thought arises. We, the Gnani, would converse thus. This is a beautiful example. So to talk in the moment right now, that's there for sure. Now, while you're walking, you're talking, you're running, sleeping. But we're talking about incidents. Dada is talking about a 50-year-old incident today. Whatever was the weakness of separation had remained at that time, he's recalling that now in the present and clearing it up. So you can say, you went to college, what happened to you? So once you start talking, they actually, poked fun of the teacher there. Did that look good of you? Now do pratikraman. Oh, then you had beat up this friend or so. So is that what you? So you keep this conversation and get the conversation out of file number one. So even the baggage within the file number one will empty too. Dada says, I would tell him, and then he can see it. So the seer can remain seeing that, to remain in the seer state. So once only the separation occurs, then the seeing can occur. Then you can see like the whole movie. There's only four sentences here that Dada talks about Ambalal. But the seer has become the seer, and he can see so many different things in just four sentences. But this is wonderful stuff, but we're not going to touch some of this. Says when he used to catch a train, he would take the third class. So some people he'd get nudged by people. So he would, about our experience on page 48, he said that Dada would see his own inner weaknesses, because if he get knocked around with third class passengers. So it was his experiment and his intent to reduce his kashais. So can you imagine getting tired in the third class? He would get tired and he would pat Ambalal on his back and says, you must be really tired, but I'm with you, don't worry. So this, in this conversation with Ambalal, Ambalal gets some sense of security, hope is security, and Dada would maintain his neighborly relationship with him. So while he's herding or during traveling, these are all kinds of conversation methods Dada has shown us. We're not going to tackle that right now, but this is wonderful stuff in here. But we're going to take shortcuts here, so we're going to go move on. Knowing this oneself from a young age, page 51, right at the bottom, so 51. You do not have any anger, pride, 52, top of page 52. You do not have any anger, pride, deceit, greed in you after attaining Gnan. There's nothing left within you anymore. You have completely become the Shuddhatma. Now, the mind, intellect, chit, ego is of Chandubai, and you, the self, have nothing to do with them. You have to see whatever restlessness happens within the mind and whatever tantrums he throws. All that is going on within Chandubai. Your dwellings have now changed. Your section is that of Shuddhatma, and this is Chandubai's section. You have to maintain awareness in both sections. The mind belongs to Chandubai's section. Now you do not have to have to use the mind. Whatever temper tantrums and arguments the mind is doing, you just have to see all that. If the mind is bad and Chandrubhai gets fed up of it, then pat him on his shoulder and tell him, "Don't worry, I'm with you. You will not find anyone in this world to pat your shoulder for you. You have to do it yourself. You are Shuddhatma Bhagavan. There is no one to console and comfort you. There was no one to console and comfort you before, was there? There was no one to pat your shoulder, was there? This awareness of yours is considered pure, Shuddh. It is Shuddup Yoga. When no one is around asking, "Chandrubhai, you did well today," and he gets irritated the next day, then tell him, "It's not good to get irritated like this, so do pratikaman for it." Does that happen or not? That's all you have to do. Would you know file number one or not? This is all. Just understand this method. The mind, it is Chandrubhai's mind, and the mind can show him good things or bad things. So Chandrubhai gets really tired. So Chandrubhai is there, and then Chandrubhai's mind, intellect, chit, ego is there, and his speech is there. So there's three sections to Chandrubhai. And we, the self, are on this side. So Chandrubhai has bad thoughts, and he gets irritated, so you have to tell him, "Why are you worried about it? This is just a discharge." Look, if you talk to him this way, and then he says, you don't have anger, pride, deceit, greed in you anymore. Mind, chit, intellect, and the ego, everything has become separate from you, the self. Everything belongs now to Chandrubhai. Speech, action, behavior, it's all Chandrubhai's, and you are the pure soul, and truly we have become that, and Dada is seeing us that way. Now we have to see that Shuddhatma in all the Mahatmas too. So Chandu is getting angry, but the Shuddhatma is knowing Chandu getting angry. Sooner or later he's going to do pratikraman and become clear. It says, Dada says, whatever we did, I have shown you the same way. I have showed, opened up my whole path for you. I am showing you my experiences, Dada says. This is the path I have traveled from since 1987. Dada Niruma is sitting in the room. He will look at the mirror and say, and he'll comb his hair and he'll talk to the reflection of Ambalal in the mirror. And then as he passes by the mirror, he would do darshan of Ambalal. He would use the mirror, so he would talk to them inside the reflection in the mirror. First he used to do it when there was no one around, and then if there are a few people around, he would do it in their presence too. So now what can we do? He says, people are always going to be around him, so that is why would I miss my opportunity? But he had complete separation. So even then, with that separation, he maintained this process. He says, "How are you, contractor Sahib?" And that is the very same thing he's showing us. He said, "I'm giving you my path, what I have done." And he said, we need somebody to tell us. People on the outside, we talk about people on the outside, they may say, Chandu will react if somebody else on the outside tells you, but if you tell Chandu, he will be calm about it. So we're moving on. The self away from the Prakriti, page number 53 on the top. Every day you should look in the mirror and talk to Chandrubhai so that the self starts becoming separate from the non-self. And your work is done as the self starts loosening away from the Prakriti. A cork will be of no use if it becomes loose in the bottle. And if it's it is good. And if it is good if the self becomes loose in the Prakriti. Lapto Dipakbhai says is like the cork. Actually, sometimes the cork just falls down in the bottle. So now what people do, they wrap a little bit of a plastic around the cork and then stick it in the. They increase the diameter of the cork so it fits better on the bottle. So that we want the Prakriti moved away from the Atma. So even if you try to fit it, it won't fit. It'll become loose. So Dipakbhai says, look in the mirror and talk to Chandrubhai in the mirror every day and start talking. If you have a very heavy disease, then tell him off a little bit as well. But this Because the faults that we have created were in the presence of becoming Tanmayakar, becoming one with the Self. Now we have to remove them by remaining separate. And it is good if the Self becomes loose in the Prakriti. It, the bond or the association, will loosen up even if you put it in. The Self will become loose, separate, when you look in the mirror and talk to Him. Then it will not tighten up, even if you tried. It has become loose. The Self that has been given to you is pure Self. So no impurity comes away with it as it becomes loose. What you have been given is the Shuddhatma, and that is why it is able to become free. You will get answers if you ask, why don't you talk to Chandubhai? Have you ever talked to him? Ask Chandubhai, do you now have any intent of violence of any kind? He will say, no. Will he not answer if you talk to him? If you ask him, do you want to take something away from someone? He'll say, no. Krishna says, yes, he will. Dadashi, that is because it is Mishra Chetan, mixture of the Self and the non-Self, is it not? Yes, the Self does not have to do anything. This Mishra Chetan functions through the mere presence of the Self. These are more methods we are finding. How are we going to talk to him? So you talk to file number one. Do you like being aggressive? Do you like a little bit of possessions? You know, you like owning things, don't you? Why don't you reduce your possession? And he'll say, well, what should I reduce? Well, I don't feel like I want to get rid of any of my things. Okay, look, in this last year, how many of these four things have you used? Have you used any four of them? Just get rid of some of them. So talk to him in this way. This is, that is showing us the technique of this conversation. You know, we have the program, and they'll get a phone call, and then who's going? Actually, women, the brothers, the men will just have a very few questions, but the women will know everything. They'll know things up to the three generations. So they have the art of knowing. If they know how to converse on the outside, they'll be able to do it easily on the inside too. So actually, so keep talking to file number one, keep prodding file number one. Dada says, I have given you all my experiences. Whatever weapons I have used, I have given you these weapons. It's beautiful. Many of his experiments, I don't want to say experiments, but the processes that he's used, the methods he's used. But this is the techniques of conversation. He has seen it, and he has known it, and he has experienced it. When you talk, it is the same as experiencing it. We're going to move on. Experience, I think, total separation, page 156. When you have a conversation with file number one, you'll have a direct experience of the separation. So this is beautiful, the experience of total separation, page 56. Questioner, so if I'm sitting around alone in the evening, I should continue seeing Chandubhai. Dadashi says, see what his mind, man, is doing, what his intellect is doing. This is one of the things. So this is what we're going to try to do. The two samayiks that we've done, this is the kind. Tonight, sit down and see what happened right from the morning. What was his mind doing, his intellect, his ego, what were it doing? So that is to see what his mind is doing, what his intellect is doing, what the ego is doing. Continue seeing all those. And when all these are quiet, Chandubhai will be seen separate. You continue to see that. Then you can say, Chandubhai, you're a very good man. You look very wise. You can say all that. When you talk to him like that, you will experience that there is 100% separation. Don't just keep saying good things to file number one. And then if you do, actually he'll start getting his ego gets very inflated. So you didn't show him a few of his mistakes. But you're such a wise man, so being such a wise person, you are, why are you nitpicking on little things? Does that look good of you? So then you maintain a balance. He won't get too high and he won't get depressed. Questioner, so at the end of the day we should sit and see Chandubhai and recall everything and tell him that this is what he did this morning, he became angry in the morning. Then she says, yes, you can say all that. Questioner, is that considered as seeing Joyu? It is considered seeing the Prakriti, is it not? Tadashi says, yes. After seeing, she tells him, it does not look good that you did that. Now you are old. Do you want to go to moksha? Questioner says, yes. So if he got angry, I can tell him off and say, what are you doing? After meeting Dada, if you do this, does it not look, it does not look good. Tadashi says, yes, that is it. This does not look good for you. Yes, you can tell him off. Tell him off. Questioner says, yes, is all that considered as seeing? Tadashi says, yes, that is called seeing. Questioner, is that considered an experience, anubhav? Tadashi says, yes, that is called experience. Anubhav, that experience, this is a very good method of experience. The asar effect is not on, it's not to the self, it is to Chandubai. We are separate, we can remain separate from the effect. So this is how we can climb the steps towards experience. We're going to move on. Okay, how fast will a sick person run upon seeing a tiger? Page 57. The whole world is engrossed in avastha, the situation of mind, speech and body. What is the understanding of the one who is agnani? Without gnan, he is engrossed in avastha. Whatever situation arises, he is engrossed in only that. If he falls into poverty, then he is engrossed in that. If he becomes prosperous, he will become engrossed in the prosperity. Look, whatever avastha, whatever state arises, this is the ego. What does the ego do when he becomes, when he is very poor, he'll get deflated. When he gets when he gets a lot of money, he's like a mammoth, you know, with an air of conceit. And so, no matter how arrogant he is, if he gets sick for 4 days, he'll become like a lump, you know, without any energy. So in that, all those states, we are now saying we do not want to be engrossed in that state. In ignorant state, we used to become one with that avastha, the external situation of the mind, speech and body. But now we say, oh, you seem like you're really down, and I remember you were showing off quite a bit previously. So, you foolish man, by needlessly saying I cannot walk, you become even weaker. One becomes what he says. The attribute of the self is whatever one says, he will become like that. And he says, I cannot walk, my legs don't work at all. So the legs know that he's saying we do not work. So now this is a conversation with the legs. It's like as if the legs are living. Look, and the Prakriti is very effective. If he says my legs are not working, they don't work, he says. So the legs will get bad even more. Look, you cannot say even a single bad word about the Prakriti. So here people say things, you know, he's talking about himself and he's talking about the Prakriti, and he takes a beating every time he does that. So now even the legs know that nobody's going to tell us off if we don't work. So we have to say to the legs, walk. Why won't they walk? Why shouldn't they walk? We haven't finished the contract yet with them. Make feed the file number one. So why wouldn't they work? You feed it tea with masala. So what kind of nonsense is this? You give it nice cup of tea. You give it fried ghee, bread in ghee. This is all Dada's techniques. Now look, he's sick and he's not walking. So Dada is really tackling this situation. So, you know, talk to him like a neighbor, and then he pulls out the history. Look, I'm feeding you nice tea, I'm giving you puri fried in fresh ghee. Why wouldn't you work? So he says, what if he was being chased by a dog? Even his legs that weren't working will start working, he'll start running. So there was one man, very sick, so there was a fire. He was on the fourth floor, so he was the first one to come down. So this actually happened. So the old man who couldn't walk was the first one down on the ground floor. So this is what the Prakriti is. It's a psychological effect. So when you cry, crying is also a psychological effect. So tell file number one off so that shapes up. So we tell them, walk. Are you walking or not? What if a tiger were to chase him? Then would the legs work or not? So instead of being chased by a tiger, just think that you are being chased by it anyway. The worldly life is a tiger anyway, is it not? A tiger would eat you up just once, but this worldly life will eat you up life after life. You will have to go according to all the contracts you have made, right? They will have to talk. You have to keep seeing. If I don't fulfill my obligations, then tell me. But you have to talk. You have to walk. Sorry. I will see. Look, the body is going to sleep, it's going to eat. Look how many hours are being eaten away. So when we want to do vidhi, the back hurts and the leg hurts. And be quiet. Behave yourself. Let's do vidhi. So now, look, we take care of everything. Even if the Shrikhand, he'll eat 3 or 4 servings of it. So fruit salad was really good, so he'll eat even more. And here now, when my satsang is going on, you don't want to take charge. You want to cop out of there, so it will not work. Get on with it. Be stern with it. Awareness against mistake, page 58. Shoot on sight. The moment you see the mistakes being made, tell him, come on, Chandubhai, do pratikraman. Now you have to take Chandubhai to task. Then Chandubhai will tell you, I am not able to do it because of my old age. Then you have to say, look, how we make our servants work when the servant's done? Here's a free time. Hey, you know, you need to dust on top of the cupboard. You need to dust behind the sofas and stuff. So you just even let the servant sit at ease. So in the same way, don't make him file number one sit. So then Chandubhai will say, I'm not able to do it because I'm old now. Then you have to say, we'll give you the shakti. So he will say, then give it to me. He's very excited. Look, Dada is talking about his own experiences. So his mind is just like ours. So look, my mind will say, I'm old. So says, why not? Why can't you? I'm going to give you the energies to do it. So the conversation that Dada is giving is as if he's recapturing them for us. Then he'll say, give me the energy. Then you have to say, tell him, now say, I'm full of infinite energies. When you make him say it, the shakti from you, the self, will flow towards him. If he's overcome with mental and physical exhaustion, you will have to do it. He's your neighbor. It is a nischetan chetan, the discharging self. Except for the self, the rest of the 5 elements do not have any life, any energy, any chetan. The one who is starting to see his own fault should understand that when the faults are seen, then you make Chandubhai do pratikraman for those faults. And if you're unable to ask Dada Bhagwan for the shakti, otherwise there's no telling what the ego is going to take over and do. For the one who wants to maintain the ultimate applied awareness, upyog, should continue knowing what Chandubhai is doing at this very moment. Whether he's a little anxious or he's under some tension, the stress is decreasing. That is called the ultimate upyog. Questioner, what if I'm experiencing tension or some kind of suffering or pain? Dadashri, you are not to experience the suffering of pain. You have to see that experience. Oh, ho, Chandubhai, you experience so much tension? Do not worry, I'm with you. Go ahead and have some tea. You should converse with him like this. Question. So in this way, Dadashri says, you know, work this way. Here, Dadashri shows really nicely, when you are, after becoming the self, where are we at? Last paragraph. Next paragraph?
Last.
Okay, sorry, on page 59, even first, third paragraph, even after attaining this gnan, some say I have a suffocating feeling in the heart. He says that's been strongly established. So such mistakes are a result of deeply harbored acquired wrong beliefs. People will tell you, you are Chandubhai, you got married, you passed your exams. People tell us all these kind of things, and we hoarded it in storage. Now that account is unfolding. You have to tell, I know Chandubhai very well. Know him well means that Chandubhai will understand who is saying that. Every detail should fall into place. Divya is talking about and they went on a pilgrimage, so some old man kept saying, Chandu, go to sleep, it's 3:30. So this is how you can make habits. Even if people hear, and even nobody's around at home, just lock the door and make him sit in front of you. Otherwise, people will say you've gone mad. These people with Dada Bhagwan are a little weird. they keep talking. There's nobody at home, and they're talking to themselves.
Ah.
Oh no, they're not alone. There's two people there. People don't understand this, do they? Okay, page 60, when someone curses. When somebody curses, Krishna, what should I do when someone's conduct with me is bad? When somebody behaves badly with me, Deepak Bhai says, what should I do? Now, look, he's doing it with my, but he's not with the I, and yet the I gets affected. So what does Dada say? You should tell Chandu Bhai, look at your photo. You should keep saying that. So then it will not touch you. Chandu Bhai will look cool and calm. The other person will wonder how Chandu Bhai can remain so calm and cool. Look, this is a beautiful. This is look during insults. Show Chandu Bhai. There's many different satsangs, and this is one of a sample from the satsang. Look, you talk to Chandu Bhai. Look at your picture. Look at somebody insulting you. What kind of causes did you do to have to endure this effect? Now, whenever someone is cursing Chandu Bhai, you are still separate. How can that person curse you when he does not even know you? He knows Chandu Bhai. Chandu Bhai is not even you in any way. He is separate from you. Chandu Bhai is file number one. How can it touch you? It would not touch you anymore, would it? So tell Chandu Bhai to keep this much within. Go ahead and curse him as much as you want. You tell Chandu Bhai, you must have done something for him. Look, this is the second sentence. Chandu Bhai, you must have done something to endure this effect. Otherwise, why? Then you, scripture writers have said that you are free for sure if you do not slip from your self-state. And if you do slip, then you lose the benefit of the penance. You have to do penance. You have to do penance even when people criticize you. If people laugh in fun, you too should laugh in fun. Oh, ho, Chandu Bhai, what kind of a man are you? Look what people are saying about you. They're criticizing you. What you used to be like, even I know what you were like. You have to say it in this way. That is called akram vignan, the stepless science. There is no binding of karma. This is where penance is needed. But where is the penance if you remain separate like this and say it? You can say, did you see all this of yours? Look at your world. What kind of a state you are in? Even I feel embarrassed by this. This is how you talk to Chandu Bhai without anyone listening. When something goes wrong, many people get scared. I end up doing things like this, I did this, they'll say, hey you, do not say that. Tell the one who does wrong. Do pratikraman. Why did you do pratikraman? Would you not know the one doing the wrong? Krishna says, yes, I know Chandu Bhai. Dadashi says, you have known him all along and you used to have a relationship with him in the past. When you say, why did you do wrong? Do pratikraman for it. It proves that you are separate from him. This is over and over again, the same point comes over. This is having separated. If something bad happens, don't say, I did it. Keep the awareness on the inside. The outside, you may say, oh, I made a mistake. But from within, you have to tell Chandu, look, you made the mistake, now you correct it. So if somebody insults you, in the beginning there's a topic of insult. And on the next page, it's when the boss tells you off. Where are we at? Okay, when the boss reprimands me, 64. Now the boss reprimands Chandu Lal. How can he reprimand you? He just don't even know you. When the boss leaves, having reprimanded Chandu Bhai, go to the office in Chandu Bhai. You must have done something wrong in order for him to tell you off. Look, you know, a pressure cooker, when there's a heat underneath the pressure cooker, the whistle goes off on the top. So, you know, the boss must have had an argument with his wife, so he takes it out on you. Even he'll tell you even if it's not your fault. Just on the page 64. 65, Dadaji says he had a fight with his wife at home, so he takes it out on you. Does that not happen? You just keep knowing Chandubhai, know whether he's doing well at the office or not, and you have to tell him, why are you doing it like this? Why don't you finish your work? What's wrong in telling him? What's wrong in speaking up? It is just an adjustment, otherwise nothing will be accomplished. If you speak in this way, there would be... Sometimes he gets so upset, Chandubhai will get upset, says, why did the boss get angry with me? So he says, do your work properly. Do take a study of all this, everybody. Understand, these are very interesting points. The best way is to talk to file number one. You will let go of all your possession of the worldly life when you talk to him. Many people would say, oh, Dada's, and then you talk to Chandubhai, oh, that point of Dada was very good, wasn't it? Dada used to do that. He says, constantly, even if you make me sit in a corner for 12 hours, I would never get tired. Why? Because Dada would have this conversation. Dada was never alone. So we're moving ahead. Page 72. Ami Ben's question. When someone hurts the ego. Page 69. We do not want to become beggarly in front of the Prakriti, but when the ego is hurting, so.
That was a question.
Oh, that was a question. He was reading a question.
Okay.
When somebody hurts, page 69, when someone hurts the ego, this is the best of Dada's solutions here, this technique. That very technique is creates inner penance, and that will burn all the inner kashais. So this is, it may not, sometimes it doesn't even last a few days, it lasts for months and months. So, if you remember it again, the incident, you'll feel the burning. So this is the technique. You will have no choice but come to this solution, and any madmas will have to go through this suffering of penance. Anybody that has taken enjoyment out of the worldly life, whenever they take a beating, they will have to... He's just talking freely right now. So if you don't do penance, then actually you'll get pulled away in the sweetness and attachment and infatuation or revenge, take revenge. So... people don't actually break those mistakes, and then they create new ones. For us, we don't want to create new ones, and also we want to get rid of the old ones. So this is actually considered as our debt, devu. It's our debt. We owe this back. When the ego gets burnt, and to maintain equanimity at that time, that is the greatest of earnings. This is about 5-6 pages, but we take a few samples of this. Page 69, when someone hurts the ego. Sometimes when someone makes an accusation, the ego gets hurt, it feels slighted, and there is hurt within. I'm talking about hurt caused by others. Dada, she says, you should let go of that. On the contrary, it is good if your ego gets hurt. However, if someone's ego gets hurt because of you, that responsibility falls on you. But this is even better. The biggest nuisance within has ceased. This, Deepakbhai says, this is the highest. Dada says, this is very good. If you hurt other people, if you hurt their ego, then that's a big loss on your part. But if somebody hurts your ego, that is the greatest reward and a greatest earning, and deposit that. You have made a tremendous earning that day. So, actually, when we hurt somebody else, it's a tremendous liability. And somebody else hurts us, it's a great benefit. So first understand that I have benefited. This is the biggest benefit. Krishner, even when I have the understanding within that it is the ego that has been hurt, that wounded ego still continues to cause me to suffer pain. That is, when it makes you suffer pain, then know, today I gained a big profit. Look, we just need to change our belief, Deepakbhai said. Up until now, it says, look, he insulted you in front of everybody. What kind of person he is? He has no sense. And how come you put up with it? This is what? These are all... beliefs of ignorance. Gandhi's belief is, wow, you earned something tremendous. In the path of liberation, this is considered as an earning. You know, people will say, okay, actually in the worldly life people get a lot of accreditation for, they get recognition for giving charity or donations, and they actually expect their names to be announced. But for us now, even if they give us a lot of recognition, you should feel really very perturbed by it. We should not enjoy it. So for us, Dada, such awareness doesn't remain. Look, Lizzie, the questioner says, I understand everything, but I'm not able to maintain that awareness. But the ego, the wounded ego, makes me suffer so much. So he knows that it's happening to the ego, but he still cannot maintain that separation. So Dada says, Dada says, if it doesn't do, it will do so later on. So Dada, it will. If not at that time, it will do so later. Sooner or later it will it not? It does not right now, because you are not in such a habit. At the moment you do not have the habit. You do not have the habit of drinking bitter tea. But when you say, oh, this is tasty like tea, then you will like it. And therefore, because once you had tasted the bitter tea, he does not like it from the beginning. There is a lot to be gained from the ego that is hurting from within. When the mind is hurting from within, there is not much profit. You lose a lot by hurting someone else's ego. You have to get rid of such losses, do you not? Do you understand that? Dada, I understand everything that you are saying, but that ego keeps hurting. What should I do for that? Dada says, ego just continually burns. What should I do, Dada? So Dada says, that karma is such suffering has been written from the past life cause. If you are meant to suffer ashata vedaniya, suffering of pain, then you will continue to suffer. You have to know that this is being suffered by Chandubai. The moment you take interest, rust in it, the karma of pain sticks and you become you. It sticks to you. Questioner, where am I? What do you do by taking interest in it? What do you mean by taking interest in it? Dada says, why does that happen to me? Why is it this happening to me? Why is he doing that? All that is considered as taking interest. When, page 71, when something like that happens, your belief should be, today the biggest loss is broken. That is very beneficial. Dada, are these not all external adjustments that I am grateful to you that he helped me get rid of my loss? Look, these are all external adjustments that Dada has shown, that you consider him of benevolence to you. He's helpful for me. The one that insults me does tremendous benefit for me. In doing that, you will find solution. And then, if you have an account of suffering, it will continue for 2 months, 2 years. Actually, the suffering may be on, then you get sidetracked by something else. And then when you become free, suddenly you remember that suffering and you start suffering again. So this is where you have to do the penance, the inner burning. So that is the benefit you have to take. But where are you making the mistake? You keep saying, why is it happening to me? Why is it happening to me? So that is your mistake. Because you had taken interest in it at that time, now it's time to break it through. Let's read on. We're not taking all these topics here. Page 74. When the ego, where are we at, Mother? Page 72, halfway. But what about the ego that continues to burn within me? Dada Shri says, the more the ego burns, the lesser it becomes. Page 72, okay? You want to reduce everything, do you not? You want to burn the wood to ashes. So however much of it burns, that much of it is less to burn. On the contrary, it's better if it keeps burning more. Keep seeing it. It has to be burnt anyway, does it not? Krishna, Dada, but I feel that I'm burning a little within too. Look, just understand this much. Look, if once the wood is burnt, it's going to continue slowly burning, burning, and then on one side it's burning to ashes. In the same way, the ego is burning. And as it burns to ashes, you won't even be able to find traces of it. And then you'll come to a point where, oh, the ego never even arises. And that is because of the tap. So don't alleviate the suffering by putting cold water over it. So let it burn. Let it burn. That is called tap, penance. Sometimes somebody may insult you. Sometimes your infatuation is burning, your greed is burning, the ego with these things. So even you want to have it your way, you want to have them. So you have a sister-in-law and she's very, very dominating and you feel like, oh my God, I'm not, you know, I don't have a say in this household anymore. And so she actually takes over, so the older daughter-in-law has no control over it. So no, you have to be glad that, oh good, somebody like me, like this lady, is breaking my control. So we have to burn this wood. However much is burnt, that much of it is less. Just keep seeing that it's burning. The question is, Dada, but I feel that I am burning a little within too. The heat from the burning ego is such that it gets to me too. That is, when you feel that you have the superficial burst from within, that heat of the burning ego, you have to know that this is unusual. This is usual when a huge blaze happens within. Move away from there when you feel the heat. The self is such that it is not affected by the heat or the fire. If he believes in the mind that the fire touched him, it is wrong. Truly, it's not touching. It seems to have touched, but it really has not touched. It seems, it does not give the self any pain. It may even feel, I got burnt, but the self is such that nothing touches it. There is 100% guarantee on that. When you have been given such a wonderful self, where is there a reason for any such discussion? However much loss you bear, that much is your loss. Dada, the self that you have given me, how can the complete experience of that be maintained the whole day? Dada, she says, yes, the one who used to live wrong has now begun to live the right way. So now you have to proceed ahead by asking and getting the correct answers. If there is a loss of 500, then it is settled. But if you have a loss of 5,000, then it will take some time. There you have to keep seeing. Yes, that's right, Dada. Dada, she says, whatever you had bowed towards is the very thing you need to have above for. So if dislike prevails, then you have know that you used to like it a lot before, and now its result is dislike and it feels bitter. You will not understand if you, the self, sit on the side of the non-self. If you want to become free, then it is possible to understand everything. What do you need from the non-self side? There is nothing to be taken or given. Dada, I want to be free, but I am not able to do so. Dada says, at the moment, you do know that you want to be free and yet you cannot. So it will automatically become separate if you go after it. Then, if you go after it, it will slowly go away. You should know that it's like a tape that is stuck on the skin and that is not coming off easily. Keep applying water or something else on it and it will slowly come off. You do not have a choice but remove it, right? So, Dada, does one have to have hope and sit and wait for it? Dada, she says, you do not have to hope and wait. You have to keep seeing that it's not coming off. Who is the one who has the hope? The self does not have any aspirations. Are these losses likely to go away in an hour? It will take 2 to 3 lifetimes to get rid of the loss of infinite past lives. Before, you would not have been able to get rid of it even over 100,000 lifetimes. It became straightforward because Dada's Gnan. So on the contrary, you should sing praise to Dada's Gnan that I attained this Gnan and I met Dada. Krishna, that does not happen, but I do feel now that how unfortunate I am that despite meeting such a Dada, I do not know how to get my work done. Dada, she says, yes, you have got to get your work done now that you have met Dada. You may not ever see him again. If you do not put up with the complaints of the non-self, then the loss will come to an end on its own. But your work will be done if you follow Dada's Agnas. Do not even think about it, the non-self and its tantrums. Do not see how much loss there is. All you have to focus on is to see how you can follow Dada Shri's Agnas and make sure you do not forget the Agnas. That is all. Where is the loss in this? What should you do when the ego is hurt, is badly broken?
Or
if somebody hurts our ego tremendously, what should you do? So Dada is giving us a wonderful method. All the weapons around you may cause a deep wound, but the self has infinite shakti, energy and power. So affirm, I am full of infinite energy. You can do whatever you want. You should become obstinate like that. Do penance. I have infinite energy. And so then they, the ego and its reaction, will gradually become less on their own. As they become few, their energy will be broken. They will all be destroyed in my presence. There is enormous shakti, is there not? The questioner says, the nishchaya, the unflinching decision I have made in your presence is that I want to accomplish it in your presence only. That she says, it will be fulfilled. You will feel as if tremendous energy has arisen within. So do the tap, Dada says, do the penance. This, the divisions will be broken down through this penance. Many people are having a lot of tremendous tap. So Dada has given us so many solutions for this. It's common everywhere. Dada's talked about his experience everywhere. If you don't like something, you know, divide it by saying, I like it, I like it, I like it. So as you gradually tackle this, the inner baggage will empty out. Page 75, Wonders of Akram Vignan. If you remain as the self, then all the karma discharge. But when you do not remain as the self, if you interfere slightly, then the karma will leave a slight stain on you. Because whatever the belief there is, it is not yours. You are making a mistake there. Questioner, does one slip from the self into the non-self state? She says, no, it does not shift. It does not go into the non-self at all, but in the mind he feels, who is this? It's my mistake, is it not? But it is my mistake when you were Chandubhai. Till then it was your mistake. Now you have become a Shuddhatma. Shuddhatma does not have such mistakes at all. So at the most, when that happens, you should say, Chandubhai, ho ho ho, you made a mistake. You made a huge mistake. What happens with that? When you say that, it shows the separation and your responsibility ends there. Our beautiful Dipabai says, when you say this, that will show the separation and then your responsibility ends right there. So now when you say this, whatever inner baggage there is, you're no longer responsible for it and the liability is carried forward. So how should we be tested? Here in this sentence, Dada says, our Gnan is such that when someone accuses you of stealing his watch, you would say, sir, whatever you think is correct, you have to become the self. And if somebody says, you stole my watch, what do we? We're being accused of being a thief. So Dada, she says, you become the Shuddhatma and tell Chandubhai. Keep Chandubhai separate and says, Chandubhai, look, whatever you think, that's fine, but I haven't done that. But at that time, keep the words dramatic. I'm the pure self, the self doesn't steal, but you become the Atma and then give the answers. But at that time, you become Chandubhai. Oh, I didn't do anything. I never did that. How come you're accusing me? So then we leave our Shuddhatma seat and we come into Chandubhai seat. And then at that moment, you become Chandubhai. And so the Atma that I have given you goes away. So this is the problem with Akram Vignan. Krishna, even during the problem, awareness continues developing. This is a path of developing awareness. Dada, she says, yes, your awareness will increase a lot. It will go a lot higher. But in daily interactions, now, even if the slightest interference were to exist, then he, Chandulal, will immediately accept it. When did I steal? Hey, you, why are you defending him, Chandubhai? Why do you have to defend something that is not about you? You do not have to defend what is not about you. It is your mistake when you accept it as yours, is it not? Later, the awareness comes and he says, oh, I made a mistake. The realization comes later on, but that much awareness is there. This Gnan is such that it will take you to moksha, but you should help it a lot with your awareness. You should make the effort, Purushat, to help him. The real Purushat begins after one becomes the Purush, the self. Prakriti, the non-self complex, and the self have become separate. As long as you were Chandubhai, there was the Prakriti. The Prakriti used to make you dance as long as you were Chandubhai. You have become the Purush, the Self, and Prakriti has become separate. Purushad arises after becoming Purush. Awareness lies in Purushad for sure. What else can be in Purushad? The unflinching decision of yours, Nishchay, should be there. You should converse with the non-self and with steadiness. This is a very good technique of Dadashri. So while you get accused about something and your ego is hurt tremendously, you need to bring about a solution through the process of conversation. We have so many keys here. Fit the Gnan here, at the same time maintain the separation, and this is how you make progress in your Purushad. Jai Sachidananda, we're going to take a break. Oh, there's some questions. We'll take in the letter station.
One more. Tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, I have some coffee. Sweet.